This is the 2002 Turbo, and with those giant fender flares, it's become something of a legend. Fewer than 1,700 were built. Bob Lutz, also a legend as a car guy, brought his passion to BMW as board member for sales in 1972. His tenure was brief, but it gave us BMW Motorsport and some enthusiast cars, including this one. BMW's race team had installed a turbocharged engine in the O2 that beat Porsche's 911 in 1969, so the engineers had something to work with. When the TII faced more powerful competition on the street, Lutz thought of the 2-liter turbo engine. Lutz told BMW, "Why don't we put that in with an intercooler and we'll do wheel arch extensions and a wider track, a deeper front spoiler, and so forth." Motorsport gave the engine lower compression, a turbo making 9 PSI, an output of 170 horsepower, 40 more than the TII. The turbo could run 0 to 62 in 6.9 rather than the TII's 9.4 seconds. Motorsport matched the chassis to engine. A larger sway bar, stiffer rear springs, new dampers, reinforced hardware, and vented 10-inch front brake rotors, not to mention larger rear drum brakes. Wider tires, but of course. Inside, the Motorsport formula also took shape, with a red gauge surround, bolstered buckets, and a leather-wrapped wheel. The car was available in just two colors, white or silver. Early cars had front graphics that spelled 2002 Turbo in reverse. Lutz's idea, inspired by Swiss ambulances. He was from Zurich. And a touch that helped doom the 2002 Turbo, at least in the eyes of German Parliament. Production had begun in early 74, just in time for the OPEC oil crisis and Germany's first speed limits. The Turbo became a symbol of the industry's irresponsible excesses, so it was discontinued in July of 1975. But the car remains a favorite, and Lutz remembers it by saying, "I felt the 2002 Turbo was protecting the brand image. It was a lot of fun. Unfortunately, it got me into a lot of trouble."